Hi, I'm Charmaine, and welcome to the Love of Self podcast, where we delve into the emotional aspects of finding love for self. Today's topic is forgiveness. What is forgiveness? For me, it's mainly about letting go of the hurt and pain inflicted. Letting go of the anger and turmoil that I feel inside based off what someone else or I have done to myself or have done to me. This will allow me to set myself free from the pain, from the anguish, from the anger, from the disappointment, from all the negative feelings that come along with being wronged. But at the same time, I can't just go and say that I forgive people without allowing myself to feel those very emotions. I have to let go of first. I have to allow myself to be angry for a while, to be hurt for a while, to be disappointed for a while. I have to allow myself to go through the process of what someone did to me, why they may have done it, if I can even come to that conclusion, or moreover, why did I let this happen? I do this because I don't think it's true forgiveness if I still feel pain and anger over the situation, but yet I'm saying I forgive someone because that's what I'm supposed to do. For me, true forgiveness is the ability to release. The ability to let go of the anguish put upon you. When I was able to finally get to the point of releasing it, with the release, there was a relief within my psyche, within my heart, and my mind. But I also had to make it a point to get to a forgiving place and not to continue to dwell in the sorrowful emotions that you feel or the anger. There were some things in my past where I felt so angry that if I continued to harbor onto it, I knew it would have destroyed me. And I couldn't let that person destroy me twice. I also had to have the understanding that I may want forgiveness one day, and if I can't forgive anybody, could that eventually be my karma as well? I don't know. But for me, that was the best way for me to understand how to get myself out of my own misery of what was going on within my mind over what someone else did. And finding the peace, I could move on. It no longer had an effect on me anymore. It no longer harmed me. I had no more tears or anguish for the harm done to me. And eventually I came to a point where I became grateful for my experience and the lessons that I learned and the elevation that I gained from what had been done. I know better now. And in a way, that's a gift. It's a gift you give yourself. It's a gift that I'm grateful for now. So I find it hard to hear when people say they'll never forgive people, because I feel bad. I feel bad that someone would want to allow the energy of anger to just continue to fester within yourself. Because for me, that's how I see it. That's how I see forgiveness, is letting go of the pain and anger. Not necessarily letting go of what the person did, but learning from it, evolving from it, and no longer feeling heartache over it anymore. That's my take on it. But you let me know. Does that sound like the proper way to forgive to you? If not, what do you think forgiveness should be? Should you forgive? Do you disagree with me? Do you think some people deserve not to be forgiven? Because there are some horrendous actions out there. I understand. I just don't think it should take over our lives. I don't think that we should let the anger continue to harm our souls. Letting go is love of self. I'd love to hear your perspective. Please email me at theloveofselfpodcast@gmail.com. I'm truly grateful to all of you for taking these few moments to listen to me. Please remember, this podcast is not meant for therapy. I wish you all love, peace, and joy always. Until next time.